This morning, Fallhammer with Fine Gardening.
And a very good morning to all. And this morning we're going to be carrying on our chat that we started last week with regards to plant nutrition. And last week we looked at the micro elements as well as the macro elements and what's so important for plants and to keep them healthy and vigorous and growing at this time of the year, as a matter of fact, right throughout the year. So last week we spoke a little bit about the macro elements, nitrogen, potassium, and phosphate, and why it's so important to apply them to your plants throughout the year in small quantities on an ongoing basis, and what are the factors which are important for the uptake of nutrients by a plant, one of them obviously being the temperature of the soil. And as the temperature increases, the nutrients which are in the soil themselves are taken up by the plants so much quicker, and that's why we find that during the spring and summer seasons, plants grow so much grow quicker. But what we want to carry on talking about this morning is that when you're looking at formulations on fertilizer bags, it's quite important as good gardeners, as informed gardeners, and just simply good consumers to understand what you are actually buying. And the great thing about fertilizers in South Africa, we probably have more legislation governing the fertilizers and pet food than what we have on the consumption of human food. And it all falls under an act which goes back to 1936, Act 42 of 1936, which regulates what is allowed to be put into fertilizers. And the fact that all the information of a fertilizer and what it contains needs to be put onto the package. So let's first of all start with that. If you go and you get a fertilizer with a formulation of, let's say for argument's sake, 232, it's important to know what does that mean at the end of the day? What is that 232 actually standing for? So what it means is those three figures indicate the percentage or the ratio at least of nitrogen, phosphate and potassium. So in this case, it would be two parts nitrogen, three parts phosphate and two parts potassium. And then behind that, you will have in a brackets, you will have a figure. Let's say in this case, it will be 232.22. And the 22 will give you an indication on the total food value of what you are purchasing. In other words, 22% of that package that you are buying is actually plant food. The rest is a carrying agent. And the carrying agent is simply there to be able to assist you to spread the fertilizer in the recommended dosage. Because otherwise what would happen is that your concentration would be so high that it's virtually impossible to dose your plant properly. You would just be simply putting down too much. And that carrying agent can be many different things. In the past, most of the fertilizers used lime, just normal calcium carbonate as a carrying agent, and it's often why you used to fertilize your lawn and have these little white specks which you could never really understand why did it not dissolve, because it was just lime which was acting as a carrying agent. Nowadays we have a situation where fertilizer manufacturers, and we don't have many in South Africa, we basically held to ransom by Sasol among others, and that's why the price of food and the price of fertilizer in a certain way is regulated, because if they put their prices up, because it's directly connected to petrochemical prices, then we all pay literally the price for it. But carrying agents now are becoming more carbon-based. So if you open up a bag of fertilizer in the future and you find that your hands will become dirty and black, it's because various forms of carbon are being used as a carrying agent. So it's very important, if you go in and you look for fertilizers, just do a comparison. Compare apples to apples. Make sure that what you're buying is actually really giving you the value. And then we look at organic fertilizers, and organic fertilizers over and above the chemicals, which are highly concentrated and have their place in certainly in the agricultural sector and in gardening. But when it comes to organic fertilizers, I've had many questions with regards to this. Is it better? Yes, of course it's better. The problem that you have is that your fertilizer, your organic fertilizer at least, contains a lot lower concentrations of the chemicals which are required, or the components that are required for plant nutrition. So one must just remember that you need to adjust your applications accordingly. So for instance, with a chemical fertilizer on a lawn, you're probably going to be applying anything between 20 and 50 grams per square meter, whereas with organic fertilizer it might be as high as 150 grams per square meter because your concentrations are lower. But obviously the major benefit of using an organic fertilizer is it has a whole range of micro elements that your chemical fertilizers don't have, and it increases the biological activity in your soil, which I cannot stress is so important. And that is why when we plant, we always recommend, especially here in our poor Western Cape soils, to add copious amounts of compost, organic material, because that in itself kickstarts the microbial activity in the soil. And together, those microbes are actually responsible for releasing the nutrients and making the nutrients available to plants. Without that, without the mycelium growth, without the fungi that we need, it would be virtually impossible for a good, healthy soil to exist. And on that point, when it comes to picking up leaves in your garden, I strongly recommend let nature just simply do its thing. Let nature break down those the cycle, the leaves that are falling, especially during our autumn season. Don't pick them up. I mean, if you are going to be doing, certainly put it on your compost heap, and I encourage all gardeners to have a compost heap in your garden where you're actively composting and reinstating those plant matter back into the garden. It's so important. So to leave everybody this morning with a tip of the day, the tip of the month, the tip of the year when it comes to fertilizing. Remember, the golden rule is less, more often.